This is episode 141 of the Rohit Radio Show. Let's begin. Here are 10 golden rules of personal finance. Number 1. Maintain at least 4 bank accounts. Now, why 4? The first bank account should be your primary account where all the income is coming in. The remaining 3 accounts are for your savings, your investments, and for your charity. The savings account is where you keep money which you might need in the future for emergency reasons. The investments account is where you keep money for your trading and your investing. The charity account is where you keep money so that you can donate for some noble causes in the present or in the future. Number 2. Own gold and silver. Don't buy gold and silver as assets or investments, because gold and silver are neither assets nor investments, because they don't provide a rental income or a dividend or a yield. Buy gold and silver as wealth preservation tools. Gold and silver are a very good hedge against inflation. So if you want to store your wealth, gold and silver are very good options. Number 3, have adequate medical insurance. This is one of the biggest problems facing most middle-class families. Medical costs are rising. I have to emphasize this point, saying that be adequately insured so that in case if any unfortunate event happens in the future or some medical emergency comes, it does not put a hole in your savings account. This is a very important point, because years worth of your savings can get wiped out in a week or a couple of weeks if you are not properly insured. That is called as a financial disaster. So make sure you protect yourself from that. So get insured. I am talking medical insurance. Number 4, reduce discretionary expenses. Warren Buffett has once said that if you buy things you don't need, you will soon start to sell things you really need. Keep that quote in mind. Money saved is money earned. Put that saved money to good use. Learn how to trade and invest. Even 30 minutes of reading per day on weekdays can help you become a decent trader or an investor. 30 minutes of learning per day translates into 120 hours of learning per year. Number 5, monitor your finances every single month. Every month, update that Excel sheet which you have prepared to track your finances. It must have a record of your assets, your liabilities, your income, expenses, and cash flow. Make sure that Excel sheet is always updated so that you know where you stand financially. Do not be afraid to look at your finances. You cannot improve on something that you don't know. Number 6, hire a chartered accountant. See, laws keep changing all the time. You need an accountant to help you do proper estate planning and tax planning. So get professional help. Do not do everything on your own. Ask as many questions as you can. Learn to differentiate between good advice and bad advice. Number 7, manage your own money. It makes sense to seek help from others if you don't know anything about the world of money. However, if you take the time, as I said, 30 minutes per day, within a year, you will catch up with all that you need to know about investing and trading. At least you will know the basics. At least you would know what not to do when it comes to trading and investing. It is a good practice if you decide to manage your own portfolio. Do not rely on someone else to do that for you. Here is a basic rule of life for you, which I have always mentioned in my previous videos. Never give control over your time, your money, your projects, and your emotions to anyone in your life. The moment you violate any one of these rules, you are inviting unhappiness into your life. Number 8, commit to ongoing financial education. Leaders are the ones who are constantly learning. The market is changing very fast. The economy is changing very fast. you need to keep up with what is happening globally and in your country to make the right kind of financial decisions. So if you are not educating yourself financially, you are falling behind. So commit to ongoing financial education. Read books, take courses, do whatever you can. Number 9, start a side hustle. Imagine earning an extra $500 or an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month. I can guarantee you it will change your life. So start a side hustle. Just a couple of hours per day translates into 10 hours per week. That is 40 hours a month. If you work on something for 40 hours, obviously it is going to help you earn some money out of it if you have set it up properly. Number 10, maintain a budget. As I said, money saved is money earned. If you maintain a budget, it will help you set aside some money which you can use in the future to trade and to invest. Trading and investing is a skill that can be acquired by learning from your mentors. So having a budget will definitely help you. So those were the 10 golden rules of personal finance. Hope this helps. Thank you so much.